We met on the screen and my life changed forever. In this pandemic, this world of work from home, date from home, it's not that far-fetched to comment, right? So consider this. Connecting with people, falling in love, mourning loss, through virtual reality. Yeah, where you can put on a headset and choose your appearance. You can be Kermit the Frog. You can be a curvy lady. Strapping hunk.
You can be who you've always wanted to be. And you can, in a way, start over kind of thing. Because in real life, you have expectations that people feel that you need to act a certain way, that you need to do things a certain way. And you may or may not agree with those things.
That is a scene from the new film We Met in Virtual Reality. It premieres tonight on HBO and HBO Max. And we have director Joe Hunting on the line. Hi, Joe.
Hi. Hi, Scott.
I understand this is the first film shot entirely in virtual reality. But I have to ask you, what does this mean? Does that mean real people choose computer avatars, they choose images, and then they actually meet others online, and this is a film about that?
Yes, exactly. It is as crazy as one might think. It is the first documentary filmed entirely inside of a social virtual reality app called VR Chat, which allows users to build their own worlds, their own settings, and their own bodies, which we call avatars, to go and hang out, go to parties, go to events, go to classes, and engage in socialization just in a whole other reality. And I myself shot a documentary in this world with a virtual camera, just like a real life documentary.
I see. So they get to choose. I mean, it looked to me like a Star Wars cantina scene, you know, this hyper-stimulating image of people and creatures and characters. They're playing pool at the bar, they're dancing salsa, they're learning sign language. And just to be clear, behind each image is a person with a headset and a body that's doing the moving, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. So I myself, I'm a filmmaker from the UK, and I'm speaking to people in immersive 3D worlds who are in California, Canada, Arizona, and all across the world, but we're all in our respective rooms.
Now, each person, of course, can pick a character that they want to be, that they want to look like. And I have to say, this often means hyper sexually suggestive images revealing that people choose. Is this what drives so many real people into this virtual reality world, that I can be who I want to be?
Oh, yeah, I think that's definitely part of it. I think one of the biggest appeals with virtual reality is being able to express yourself freely. And doing that through avatars is such a joy, in being able to experiment with your body and be something completely new and escaping your physical body in the real world.
Let me ask you for an example or two from the film of how one of your characters expresses this.
Sure. Well, I think a great example that you almost raised in the previous thought was with one of our key heroes of the documentary, Is Your Boy, who is an exotic burlesque dancer inside of virtual reality, and her avatar is more sexualized.
For me, especially, it was more of an escape. When I first discovered VR chat, I was in a very dark place in my life. I just lost someone, someone who was very, very important to me. So I saw VR chat, I was like, I can't be myself in real life, so I'll just be myself in VR chat.
She wears this avatar for her performance. Her sexualization is empowering to her, and dance actually really helped her overcome issues and really saved her life. And so coming into VR and wearing something more provocative really helped with her body image.
I have to say, there were some heartfelt moments where I almost cried. There's this scene where a character, Ray, he loses his brother to suicide, and he speaks of his grief, and then Ray grabs and releases a kind of a lamp and releases it to the heavens. How is this achieved? I mean, through you and your team, or through the people who participate, how is this emotion delivered so powerfully?
In production for this scene, I was working with Jenny, who is one of our key heroes, and Ray to discuss this moment that he was going through. And I took him to a world where anyone can visit inside a VR chat. And I simply asked him to share a moment for his brother, because it was important to me we respect that moment. And I wanted to give him an opportunity to reflect as well. And he spoke this beautiful prayer in American Sign Language. And I could have never have predicted that moment. It is a magic moment of documentary where one can never predict what is going to happen. And from that moment on, I knew that scene was going to be in the film because it spoke so much truth about how VR can support us during hard times and how body language and emotion can come through even in a space that is represented by 3D avatars.
Well, I wonder if you expected another reality in this virtual reality of the couples in the film, and there is a virtual wedding ceremony, and at least two of the couples in the virtual reality say they plan to get together in real life, in, I guess, non-virtual reality. Does that happen? Yeah. Do you think it'll happen here?
Oh, absolutely. I knew that one of the couples was going to have a virtual wedding the moment we first spoke. And it is so stunning, hilarious, and beautiful. It's one of my favorite scenes. It was such a hilarious moment, but also so deeply emotional in wanting to express their relationship and move forward in VR. And I can say that confidently that not only the couple who had their virtual wedding have met up in real life, but the other couple, Dust Bunny and Toaster, have also met up. I'd love to mention that we just had our premiere in New York very recently, and we all got together and celebrated the film in person. So we met in reality.
We met in reality. Tell us a little bit more about how you made this. Did you have an avatar in one of these virtual reality chat rooms, and then you hung out and asked the participants, can you tell me about your life? Can I record this for a film I'm making?
Yes, I myself have an avatar as well. The cast, they often say that I look like a Boy Scout. I have big red cheeks, brown hair, a very smiley face, and a really huge backpack with a tripod and loads of camera equipment. And so I've always been known in VR chat as a traveling photographer and the documentary enthusiast. And I approach the documentary in a very similar kind of ethical way that one would approach a live action film. I would always gain trust with the subjects and be really transparent about the film I was trying to make and how I wanted to represent their stories on screen. And so to be really clear, I am in headset and full body tracking myself, and the subjects can see my camera looking at them as we're interviewing and filming. And so it always felt we were on a level playing field, and they knew that they were being filmed as well the whole time.
Okay. And did you make this film, this documentary film, now because so many of us are disconnected physically and are connecting over the internet more than ever? Or perhaps did the pandemic accelerate something already happening, that is, more and more of us going into the virtual reality world?
Definitely the second point. COVID brought such an influx of people into VR, but VR was certainly still happening during that time. So it's really a mix of both points. I joined VR chat in 2018 and was making documentaries, short documentaries and a series from 2018 to 2020. And when the pandemic hit, it completely changed the way that I saw what I was doing, and it quickly became a second home to me. And my relationships in that space became much more valuable. And, you know, like everyone, online socialization was a key part of our existence in that time. And that was really the key inspiration to me that made me drop everything and make a feature film. I felt like there was no better time to make a documentary explaining the values of this space and how it can bring us together and the positive ways it can affect our society than during that time, as I felt like everyone was struggling with isolation and wanting to connect online. So it's certainly both points in my inspiration and the technology and the community.
Joe, I wonder, in the course of making this VR documentary, did it change you?
Yes. Making this documentary has brought me so much. The film is about family, community, and finding relationships, finding belonging through VR. And throughout the documentary, it was a year-long process, I found all of those things myself. The cast of the film are family to me now, and I found a relationship myself through VR.
Really?
Towards the end of making the film. And so I owe a lot to VR, and I feel extremely grateful that with the success of the film, I've been able to meet those people and connect and celebrate what we've made in the real world as well, which has brought me so much joy. On a more, you know, greater notion on the technology, VR and social VR has really improved the way I meet people. I have so much more of an open mind when it comes to first impressions. In VR, sometimes you'll meet someone and they look like a robot or a small gremlin or a hot dog, and you have to connect with the personality before you judge the appearance. And I've taken that into every part of my social life now, and it's really improved the way I judge.
Joe Hunting is director of the new film We Met in Virtual Reality, and it airs tonight on HBO. Joe Hunting, thanks for the time.
Thank you so much, Scott. I hope everyone enjoys the film. Take care.